Proclamation number 7032, dated the February 3rd, 1958. The gift of healing the sick. I bestow the gift of healing the sick on those who are strong in faith and love. I can only work through these because I won't act in opposition to my law of order. This is why only few people are permeated by the sanctifying strength that flows forth from me and brings full recovery to the sick person. It is therefore understandable that profoundly devout healers will proclaim me in my name because they are spiritually awakened and thus know the significance of my act of salvation and therefore also very passionately try to inform their fellow human beings of it. Consequently, only a true confessor and proclaimer of my name will have curative strength, which is a fact you humans must always bear in mind, because apparent healings are also performed which are not carried out through my strength but are often my adversary's activity. Healings of the sick have to take place in my name, then one can speak of a spiritual gift, of an extremely firm strength of faith and of my direct working in a human being, which is precisely what these profoundly devout healers bring about. And again I say to you that a certain degree of faith must be present in the sick person too, that he must not reject me but be faithfully willing to submit himself to my working. Then his recovery will strengthen his faith and also motivate still unbelieving people to adopt a different attitude towards religious doctrines, although he, too, can only achieve a living faith by living a life of love. Thus one cannot speak of compulsory faith, only of an enforced change of his thinking so that he will have to intellectually deal with something which he had previously ignored. But he can only attain the right faith as a result of a change through selfless neighborly love. However, anyone who has faith will be tremendously strengthened by the fact that he recognizes God's might. And in view of the near end I will often still reveal myself wherever the prerequisite exists that a person completely hands himself over to me and enables the strength of my spirit to permeate him, that he professes me in my name before the world and thus uses the strength flowing through him for the benefit of his fellow human beings to heal all kinds of illnesses and afflictions. This first and foremost requires a living faith gained through love, and people can consider themselves fortunate if such a profoundly faithful brother is within their midst who, to a certain extent, is a mediator between myself and them, who directly receives my strength and passes it on again to his suffering brothers and sisters, to whom he also proclaims me in my act of salvation with complete conviction. He is a true fighter for Christ. He is a suitable laborer in my vineyard and qualified to bring about revivals in the lost days which will lead people to me in Jesus Christ, and thus renders redemptive work for which I will bless him. For bright lights will have to shine in this darkened world so that people will be able to see. Amen.